Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. This morning we are chatting about plants. Plants of all shapes, sizes, and varieties. You may remember we chatted a little bit last week about the Master Gardener plant sale that is coming up this Saturday. The annual fall plant sale will be held this Saturday, September 18th, opening at 8 a.m., and it will be held in the parking lot of the Cass County Community Center here on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Our Master Gardeners have potted up a variety of perennials dug from their yard and donated from around local communities. There's also a variety of bulbs available for planting yet this fall. Many bulbs have been dug and donated, and we will also have our Master Gardener Fall Bulb Sale ongoing. We're taking pre-orders for batches of tulips or alliums that will arrive in late October, just in time for fall planting. Those bags are $5 per bag with a variety mix of 5 bulbs in each bag. You can choose between tulips and alliums. You can find those order forms here at the Cass County Extension webpage or in the office if you would like to pre-order before the plant sale. If those don't sell out, they will also be able to pre-order at the plant sale. And as I mentioned, we also have several dug and donated bulbs. Be sure and stop by and check out that plant sale for a wide selection of perennials and garden decor and help support Master Gardener projects around Cass County. We're also chatting about cool season annuals. Erin Stile is a consumer horticulture specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and he reminds us this week that annuals are a great way to add variety and color to landscape and containers. As temperatures cool in late summer into fall, many summer annuals like marigolds, coleus, and impatiens begin to look a little wilted. You may want to consider replacing these annuals in your landscape with those that do well in the cooler temperatures of fall. You can enjoy many colorful annuals into November when we have a hard frost. Cool season annuals are plants that prefer cool temperatures and grow best either in spring or fall when we have cooler evenings and cooler daytime temperatures. Many are even tolerant of a light frost and will survive down to 28 degrees with little damage to flowers or leaves. Many varieties of these are great additions to containers and garden beds on the shoulder seasons around summer to add color late into fall or early spring. Cool season annuals that work well in Iowa include pansy, ornamental cabbage or kale, snapdragons, stock, larkspur, bachelor button, potted marigolds, twinspur, lobelia, nasturtium, sweet alyssum, cape daisy, pinks or sweet william, Swiss chard and beets, dusty miller, petunias, sweet peas, California poppies, and the bells of Ireland, among others. There are also several species that are traditionally grown as perennials that you may want to treat as annuals as they grow well in this cool season, including mums, coral bells, and black-eyed Susans. For the fall season in Iowa, these cool season annuals can be planted in mid to late September, so now's a great time to be checking out your beds and see what's still looking good after the summer season. If you want to plan ahead, you can plant those cool season annuals for early spring color in mid-March through early April. There are several cool season annuals like mums that are also grown as perennials. If you're planting things like mums, coral bells, and black-eyed Susans, these are sometimes grown well as perennials, but also can be treated as annuals as they are not reliably hardy over winter when planted in the fall. Fall planting doesn't always offer sufficient time for root establishments, therefore they don't always overwinter well. If you do plan to plant them late in the season, you should plan to treat them as annuals potentially, or you can give them lots of water and potentially a little extra layer of mulch if you'd like to help them survive into next year. Some species traditionally treated as annuals, like pansy, dianthus, and bachelor's button, will survive the cold winter temperatures when planted in fall and begin growing and blooming again in early spring. These plants often do not tolerate the warm temperatures of summer, and they may brown and die in the heat, so they should not be planned on for year-round color in the garden. If you have cool season annuals that you plant this fall, you can leave them in the ground through the winter months. Some species may overwinter under the snow or other artificial cover and begin growing again in early spring. They can then be replaced with new cool season annuals in early spring or left to bloom through the cool spring season and then replaced with summer annuals after the danger of frost has passed. Since nearly all of these cool season annuals listed do not grow well in warm temperatures, especially those that exceed 80 to 90 degrees, you can plan to replace them with summer annuals once the danger of frost passes to keep that color in your garden year-round. Again, lots of different varieties for keeping those colorful gardens, using your cool season annuals to give those summer annuals a break, planting some perennials. And again, if you're looking for those, we invite you to check out our plant sale this Saturday, beginning at 8 a.m. And of course, for a pop of spring color, you can check out those bulb sales that we have going on either at the plant sale or through our bulb pre-order. Lots of great opportunities for keeping that color in your garden year-round. For more information on planting and gardening, as well as a variety of other topics from ISU Extension, invite you to check out the Cass County Extension or ISU Extension website. Follow Cass County Extension or the Cass County Master Gardeners on Facebook. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.